actor, director, and writer Marissa Herrera is going to be on stage this weekend as part of California History. She is portraying Anita, the adopted daughter of Father Junipero Serra in the Mission Play at the San Gabriel Mission Playhouse. We've been talking about the play and her work in it. Marissa, I had wanted to ask, you'd mentioned how the play has become more pertinent to a younger audience. Tell me a little bit about, without spoiling the end of it, hopefully, we can talk about the end scene that's been added since the original 1844 ending. How'd they change it?
Well, without, like you said, giving too much away, we want everyone to come out and really be able to see it for themselves. We have added 4 new characters of the modern kids, which is a great representation of not only different ethnicities, but different cultures and really relatable characters that are asking a lot of the questions that people may have today. You know, why was it okay for the Catholic Church to come in and, you know, force Catholicism, you know, onto the Native people? And, you know, in the end, it just really is just this beautiful display of different performances, music, colors, and cultures that come together to be able to show the history that the play represents and that of the San Gabriel Valley, which is great.
I had wanted to ask you about one of the most exciting collaborations you've seen, but that certainly sounded like it just right there.
It's absolutely beautiful to see, especially in such a historical, beautiful theater.
What would you consider, since this is a historic play and history is all about stories, will be a story that you may tell your future grandchildren about being part of the 2013 Mission Play?
Wow, I think one of the stories has been the woman that plays the older Anita. She is a native resident of San Gabriel, and her family, her parents, were both in the original production in the 1920s and the 1930s. So for her to be able to come back and share all her stories as a young girl and those of her parents, and to see that this isn't just any other play on stage, but, you know, the attachment that people have and the nostalgia and the pride of not only the history and the story of the play, but the actual play itself has been a huge honor. And to be one of the actors that's been able to be, you know, part of it from the very beginning of that, you know, they were going to celebrate this in 2013, is definitely something that I will be able to pass on to my children. And being an actor in L.A., you know, a lot of it is about, you know, film and television. But these experiences, being part of production that are part of the community, that honor the community, are definitely my most proudest moments.
It sounds like an amazing experience. And finally, as we get into almost the final 24 hours before your opening night, what's been one of your best experiences on stage so far? Anything with building the character of Anita or anything in rehearsal?
Really, I think it's the magic of live performance, of being in rehearsals for weeks and taking words that, you know, are in black and white on a script, and to be in the moment, in costume, in a historical piece, and look around at, you know, all these amazing characters that have lived through history, and being able to be it and bring it to life and share the story with the audience. We had a great rehearsal last night. We're getting ready for our final dress rehearsal tonight, and we will be ready to educate, captivate, and entertain everyone that will be coming out to see us this weekend.
Marissa, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Dot.